B'chayris, Perkalev Mishnah Dal. The Mishnah is continuing the dinim of Sveikos. B'leidas chamoirim legabe pidyim petach chamoir. Achas, bikro, v'achas shaloi bikro. All the cases of Mishnah Gimel that we had were with two chamoirim that were becheskas, that if they would be giving birth, they giving birth to a b'chor. The question is only, what did they give birth to first? Something that has Kedushas Bechor, some that does not have. Here we have a Shalom, we have two Chamoirim. One of them is Bikro, and one of them is Loi Bikro. So the one that was Bikro already, whatever she gives birth to is not Mechoiv. V'yoldu Shnei Schorim, and the two of them give birth to Schorim, and there's no way of knowing who's the mother of each one. One of them is a Bechor, and one of them is not a Bechor. So then, okay. Noisin Tlech HaLakayin is definitely Mechoiv one. You pray there on whichever, and you give that Tlel Koin. However, if the two of them give birth to Zochor Nekeva, it's quite possible, Chetz 50-50, that one of them that gave birth to a Nekeva is the one that would have been Mechuiv if it would have been given birth to a Zochor, the one that was Loi Bikr, and the one that was Bikr already gave birth to a Zochor. So the Zochor is not Mechaiv, the Nekeva is not Mechaiv. So then, Mafrish Tle Echod, Mitzad the Issa Vehetin, the Kedusha as Petach Amori has to be Mafrish. And the same thing, he keeps it for himself. Shenema, the Pasuk says, the Mishnah is bringing a makor to the Torah for the whole din, not any of the specific details that we mentioned. That is the halacha that the peta rechem of the chamor should be nifte on a seh. And later on in Parshas Korach is where it says that the seh goes to a kohen. The etzem parish of the kedushas kaddish likol b'chor is in parish's boy, both b'chor odom and b'chor behemot meo. The matnes kuhuna shaboy, that's in the parish of matnes kuhuna, which is in parish's kairach, along with nesinas truma and maisis v'chule. The Mishnah delineates over here what could you be poide the chamor on. It says tifte b'seh min akvosim u'min o'izim zocho v'nekeva, godl v'kotn tomim v'balmum, it doesn't have kedushas agof. So it could be zocha nekeva, there's no specifics. It says b'seh, but really it could be b'kvosim and a'izim. Because it's not a korban, it could be good quality, it could be shvach quality, it could be a tomim, it could be a balmum. U'poide boi pa'omim harbe. Now this we have to know what it means. L'chor, once he's poide once, he gives it to a kohen, what does that mean that he should use it other times? So the answer is that, let's picture a case. You have a farmer, and he has a kohen, the rav of his town, his rebbe, his rosh yeshiva, who's a kohen. He wants to give him matnas kuhuna. The same way today, people want to be mechaber, a choshev, a kohen, for the matnas kuhuna of pidyon haben. So let's picture the same. There's only one little problem. His rav, his rosh yeshiva, doesn't need a say. He's not a farmer. He lives in a city. He doesn't live on a farm. So what's he going to do with it? The farmer could use the tleh. He was mafrish keneged the chamor, the tleh. He goes to his rabbi, he presents him with the tleh, and then he buys it back for money. We don't say that the kedusha was chal in the seh. The pidyon was chal in, and now it's mufka from being used again. It can be used, since not kedusha sagov, it can be used several times. So mele, the very same Yisrael that has to do this avoid of being poydu, every time a firstborn chamor is born, could be poydu by pam harbe. There's absolutely no kedusha on this tla. It's a regular behem of chun. It's not psuli hamikdashim. Psuli hamikdashim has a din that it can't be treated as chulin. So even after it could be eaten as chulin, but it's not nichnas as one of the regular behemis in the flock to be mechuiv a ma'isa behem. It's not a behem of chulin. This seh, the fact that it was given to a kohen, is not relevant to its status as chulin gemurim. And it could go into a deer, into the pen, lihisasa, to be part of the count for kedushas meisa, for carbon meisa. The meis neneboy, psula mekdashim, that if the animal dies, the nevela has to be buried. It can't be used. It could be eaten, but it cannot be used as a cheftza. That's the din of psula mekdashim. It can only be used as a chila. We'll see more about this later on in the mesechta. Meis memela neneboy over here, because there's no kedusha. Now the Mishnah continues. After we learned the dinim of seh being the pedio of the chamor, here's the type of animals that you can't use for a pidyon. Ein poidim loy be'egel, the Torah says seh. V'lay b'chayo, a deer, an ayol, v'lay b'shchuta, v'lay b'treifa, if it's not alive, or even if it's, yeah, alive, but it's a treifa. So mele, it's not roi l'achila. It's very interesting. The Gemara learns out that when the Torah says said, it has to be roi l'achila. We learn it out from the fact that the Torah says said in the very same parashas as boy, said tom zochem and shoni yelochem, has to be not a treifa. So, but we don't compare any of the other dinim. It could be a baal mum. Korban Pesach is not that way. So Chazal had that legabi this din of treifa, that we do learn out. But loy b'klayim, since it has to be a seh, it has to be pure seh. Can't be from a tayish shabal rochel, that's one of the cases where it's a mixed min. But loy b'koy kvi, we had a chulam, we said it's a sofik, how to pronounce this word. What it means is a type of baal chai that's a sofik chai, a sofik behemah. We had over there all sorts of shaylas. Gabi kisei adam, gabi chaylev, what's its din? So the koi kvi is a suffix min, it's not a seh. Rabbi Loza matir b'klayim. Rabbi Loza doesn't have a problem with it being a klayim, if it's a rochel with a tayosh, because both of those would come under the heading of seh. And that's what he says, m'pnei shu seh. It doesn't make a difference that it's a mixed breed, as long as it's a full-blooded from the seh family. V'oise b'koi b'kvi m'pnei shu suffix. It's a suffix if it's part of the seh family. Nisone l'koyin. If he gives it, that means he gives the chamor straight. He doesn't want to bother with the tlay. He doesn't have tlay. He's a chamor farmer. He gives the chamor straight up to the koyin. Ein ha-koyin rashai l'kaimoy. You're not mekayim the din matnas kohuna by giving the chamor. There's a din that it has to be the kedushas peta chamor, not kedushas korban, of course. It's a chamor. But there is a gevissa kedusha that has to be nifter onto a seh. The koyin would also have that din. That's totally distinct from the matnas kohuna. It's a din in the peta chamor. It has to be nifter kedushas on the seh. The koyin would have to do that also. Actually, yafrish seh tachtov. What would he do with the seh that he's mafrish? He could keep it. Because that's already a matnas kohuna dikadin to give that to a koyin. That he doesn't have to give it to somebody else. Look at the Rav. The Rav adds that the loshen of ein hakoyin rishay lekaimoy means that it's osur bahano. Not all the rishayim agree with this. This is the way the Rav brings it from the Rambam, that there's an isur hano because of the kedushas pet chamor. It's oymid lepidio. It's osur davano. So maybe even the koyin would have that problem. Rashi learns osur lekaimoy doesn't mean alts hano. It means he's not allowed to be ma'akiv the pidi. He's mechuyev to be poyde right away. It's not that the Rashi argues on that there's an Issa, no, there is. But that's not how Rashi learns the Mishnah. There's another din that's Nitoisif in the Gemara, which is Nichnas, more in Rashi's Pshat, which is also Ein HaKoyin Rashai L'Kaimoy. There's a Gzeir D'Rabban, the Kahanim Nechshodim, on not being Poyde, on just keeping the Chamor as is, because they felt it was their moment. So because of that, they balabativ it over the Chamor, even though Be'etzim it has a din that it has to be Nifter. So Mela, if one gives it to the Kohen, then one has to stand there until he sees the Kohen taka bimafish atlet tachtov, and then keeping the tla. He has to see the p'dir. That's the gzera. That would be also the kaima, meaning the enra kohen rasha the kaima. He can't be ma'akiv the p'dir to wait. It has to be done right then. Hachiyafish te tachtov al asar, al amokin. It's worth mentioning that Achreinim have a big diyun. Chaim Kanievsky in Hilchus Bikurim in Derech Amuna has an Arichus, and it's a Arichus Dvarim that goes back to Marit Al-Gazi, which is one of the classic Perushim HaBechairis. Marit Al-Gazi is one of the Gdele Achreinim, and he wrote the classic Pirush. It's printed in the back of every Gemara in Maseches Bechairis. It's a gem of Torah, B'chol HaTorah Kula. It's Rishun Dike Heker. And this is one of the Chakirus that he's Chaker over there, but goes back even to Rishonim, that at Kama that the Yisrael gave it to the Kohen, maybe it wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah b'chlal. His mitzvah is to be poyde. What's the mitzvah? The Torah's mitzvah, somebody has a firstborn chamor, to be poyde and to give. He wasn't yaitzeh. He gave it in its state as a chamor to the Kohen. The Kohen was yaitzeh the mitzvah. He was mevatel mitzvah. In which case, what the Mishnah means is b'diyeved. When it says nisone l'kohen, that's not l'chatchila. It was mevatel mitzvah. If it was given to the Kohen, the Kohen is left with the mitzvah. Others understand, no, the son of the Kohen means it has to be nifta basoif. It's a din, the cheftza, the chamor, it has to be nifta. Not a din dafka on the owner, on the gavru, that owns it, so the kohen will be mekayim that mitzvah. We'll just go back to one prat before, and this is very important, that the din that the Torah is miyachid, that you have to be poida on a seh, and it's bekpeida, beseh, v'lay be'egel, v'lay be'chai, etc., all the dinim in the Mishnah, is not 100% as straight as it sounds. Be'etzem, the person could, the farmer, the bala chamor, could be mafrish mois, can negate the value of the chamor, dollars and cents on the market, and he could be put the kedushas chamor on the money, and he could give that to the kohen, ubeze yotzi dechavose. This that it says that he could give a seh, is that he could give a seh even if it's worth less than the chamor. He could give an old, decrepit seh. Clearly, he's not giving the value of a young, fresh chamor, which is quite valuable. The Torah said that there's a chalois din pidiyah that's chal on the seh. The Torah bo lahokul d'loshna gemaras v'loy lahakme. The whole din over here is only at kama that he wants to patu himself by putting it on the seh. That he can do. And that's why the Mishnah says, v'loy b'shchuta v'loy b'treif, it's certainly not worth as much. The point is, but it's a seh, says the Mishnah. No, it's not. Shchuta is not a chai, and treif doesn't have a shame seh. That's what the Mishnah is saying.